Park City Council member Andy Bierman says the council is getting a crash course in trademark law. He says it's a priority and they aren't yet taking a stance, but it is front and center for the council.
Council got a ton of feedback from Vail, from the chamber, from the public, and we made a conscious decision not to make any decisions last night. We're going to look into some of the alternatives we heard. We're going to continue to educate ourselves on trademarks and continue to talk with Vail. So I think it's an ongoing conversation.
The alternatives Bierman mentions in part were suggested by members of the public, including one patent attorney who briefly discussed licensing instead of trademarking the city's name.
There were two different suggestions in the meeting last night, and one of them was that the city should trademark it and license it back to Vail, and the other was that Vail should trademark it and license it back to the city, and then the city can protect it. Really, it's too early. I'm not going to speculate on that. We need to hear from a trademark lawyer what could actually be done.
He said the council has been studying this for months, but it wasn't until last Thursday that the public conversation was truly kicked off.
We've been monitoring it since last summer, and we've been in steady conversations with Vail about it since March. And it was only in mid-May that they had narrowed their scope and received the tentative approval on this trademark. And then it became very real. It became a topic of conversations. Prior to that, I think both sides had been, both the city and Vail, had been proactive in trying to find ways to work through this. So it's not new for us, even if it's come on the public's radar in the last month.
Bierman says, like the public, the council is wary of a memorandum of understanding, or MOU, that would define the parameters of a trademark if granted.
There are some concerns how binding an MOU is, and there are multiple concerns. There are concerns specific to the trademark that we've heard, and then there's also concerns about the confusion around the name Park City.
He said it was important for the public to present their thoughts to City Council. The council also heard from Vail at the meeting and the Park City Chamber Bureau, who surprisingly hadn't yet spoken on the trademark application.
I was proud and impressed by the public that showed up. Quite a few people spoke, and they were articulate, they were constructive, they were respectful. Bill Rock and Kristen Williams showed up to talk on behalf of Vail, and I think they showed a lot of courage. They were great explaining items one by one. We also had the chamber show up, which we've been waiting to hear the chamber weigh in on this, and I was a little surprised by what they had to say, but they're not concerned about this. They threw, they suggested some tools that they'll work with local businesses.
He says the public has spoken and the council has heard it loud and clear.
I think from the public side of things, we would all like to see them add a word to it, call themselves Park City Mountain, or something that differentiates them from the town and the community. I think this community has an attachment to our name. We don't want it to be a brand. We want it to be our name and our personalities.
The city hasn't taken a position yet. Bierman says they'll get there.
Council didn't intend to make a decision last night. We just wanted to inform ourselves on more about trademarks and the interested stakeholders and hear from the public, and we accomplished that.
That's Park City Council member Andy Bierman. I'm Lynn Ware-Peek, KPCW News.